Before I leave your face, can you listen to me? Just give me 7 minutes of your time. How many of us pray in tongues in this place? Come on, raise your hand. How many of us still tell lies? Don't be all religious on me. If you pray, how many of us still tell lies? By what spirit do you pray in tongues? The spirit that helps you pray in tongues should be able to stop you from telling lies. I am not pointing an accusing finger, alright? I'm trying to make us understand that there is a deception that we've come into that is not consistent with the Holy Spirit. The Bible speaking about Jesus in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. It says, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Can I have the scriptures? 7 minutes. If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside, what will the Spirit do? Is that you will hate sin. That's the first thing. It's not praying in tongues. The first thing that will happen to you is that you will lack the capacity to sin. You will not realize how to stop smoking. You will not realize how to stop fornicating. You will naturally stop it. So I am saying this, that the promise of the Father, the reason for which Jesus ascended into heaven, will not be forfeited. The Bible says, this spirit that Jesus speaking to himself, he said, this Holy Spirit that you have received, he will dwell in you now and forever. Do you know what that means? It means that after rapture and we get to heaven, the Holy Spirit will not live inside of you and stay in heaven. The Holy Spirit will not come out of your body and stay in heaven. Revelation 7, the Bible says, they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. He said, there shall be neither night nor day, for I, the Lord, their God, will be their light. You see, we don't have time. We would have gone into examining scriptures by the help of the Holy Spirit. Are you understanding me? But I'm saying this so that somehow you begin to examine your life. So that it will not be that you have been doing some things and then you think you are born again. See, the born again experience is something that will happen to you that will give you right for that confession. Our Lord and personal Savior Jesus Christ did not say, Lord, today I die and I resurrect. He actually died and he resurrected. For any man to be able to house the Holy Spirit, you must die. A living man cannot house the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Even Jesus needed to die for the same Spirit that... He was dead in the tomb. Jesus' body was lifeless in the tomb until the Holy Spirit came into that body. So the first procedure to housing the Holy Spirit, not for the Spirit to come upon you. You know, there is a spirit that comes upon. That is what they received in Acts chapter 2. That was what they received in Acts chapter 2. The spirit, the ability to walk, to go into all nations and disciple men. But when it comes to housing the Holy Spirit, the first posture to take is the posture of a dead man. So the Spirit upon can come upon anybody. I'm trying to tell you that the Holy Spirit can use anything, but He does not keep everything. There are some vessels in the house of God. Some are unto honor. We are all in the house of God. You don't understand. There are vessels in the house of God. Some are unto honor and some are unto dishonor. But you see the amazing part of it. They are all in the house of. So I am saying this, that we all will begin to examine ourselves. If you are truly, you can't lie to yourself now. You can't. Forget your portfolio. Forget. God is more interested in your personal relationship with Him than your ministry. He's more interested in your personal, your personal, your koinonia with Him. And even the work he gave you. So you see, some of us, we have taken the work more serious than the owner. So you are lost. You are lost in the work. Now he's not even seeing you again. So I'm saying, it doesn't matter whether you are a music minister. It is possible to stand there and you see men cry. And then you preach. People come outside. But let me say one thing. In case you are not a born again, and then by chance you are able to preach the word of God and people come out to give their life to Christ, you have produced your kind. In the book of John, the Bible says, spirit begets spirit and flesh. When it comes to give, when it comes to the word make disciples is that raise men in your stead. Raise people that are like you. Jesus raised people that were exactly like Him. So the reason why many persons will not go to heaven, it's because on that day when you will stand before God, He does not see Himself in you. So it means you can do a whole lot of work of ministry. Raise the dead, open blind eyes, do evangelism. And then you can still come and He will say, depart from me, I know you not. That part gets me crazy. It gets me crazy. How was I so deep in doing a lot of works, yet you don't know me? Okay, by what hand did I wrought those miracles? How was I able to open blind eyes, knowing that I am not a magician? How was I able to minister and people cry? By what spirit? Because the Bible said, no man said Jesus is Lord. No komele kamake.
Come again.
So I say this, that we will examine ourselves. So that by chance, maybe you have been doing shagada kabakalakadegalakade, and you can still fornicate. By what spirit do you pray? By what spirit? I am saying this so that as you have done, by what spirit? I am saying this so that as you have done, you know, some of us, how many of us have prayed and then it felt like, God, today I have touched God. And then just after you stepped out of where you prayed, you told one mighty lie I have not told before. You know, me, I like to ask questions. Is it that this our own time? Is it that as the years begin to come, the efficacy of the Spirit is reducing? Or is it that we are not doing what we are supposed to do? Because let me be frank with you, there is no generation that prayed like our generation. Yes. The kind of prayer, as we are talking now, some people are dying somewhere in prayer. As we are here, as we are talking now, some persons are somewhere doing 3 months marathon. I don't know if this thing is paining you, but it's paining me. You know why? Because somehow it seems like we are beginning to learn how to live with our sinful life, and then we call it our weaknesses. When the Bible says the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity, it's not referring to sin. You know, we have come up with the word of with this word. My own fornication is my weakness. And then we are about to say, your own may be lying. Lying is a sin. The same way fornication is a sin. Are you understanding me? Don't mistake your sin for weakness. That is what I'm trying to say. Don't mistake a sinful life for weakness. I am saying this so that each and every one of us will go back and cry. So that you will not find yourself being a minister on stage that you'll be saying some things and then a finger is pointing to you. I have been there. In case you feel I'm boasting, I boast in the name of the Lord. I am not saying I have attained it all. But I am still pressing towards the mark. I am still pressing towards the mark. The last time I checked, when a man genuinely gets money, he comes into perfection. And you begin to grow from one level of perfection to another. That's how it works in the spirit. It's not that you end up and then you have fall. I know that it is said that the righteous man falls 7 times. But I thought we were told that it is the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So it means that my body does not have the capacity to do anything on its own accord. Hey. It means that the reason why this brother is shaking this thing is because there is a force in his body. This one is a frame. There is something in his body that gives this one life. So it means that the reason why he has the capacity to be shaking this thing like this is because the force in his body that gives this one life is the reason, is because that force in his body is doing like this. So the flesh is shaking like that. So it means that if there is any posture that my body will take, it's because the Holy Spirit in my body is taking that posture part time. So the question that I throw to me and you is, how come are we able to pray in the Spirit and somehow we can still lie, we can still fornicate, we can still, and then we come up with, it's my weakness. How, where did the Bible, I thought the Bible says our weaknesses are made perfect in his strength. The reason why Jesus went is so that the Holy Spirit will come. And the Holy Spirit is not just the custodian of the secret of God. The Holy Spirit is the secret of God. I repeat, the Holy Spirit is not just the custodian of the secret of God. The Holy Spirit is the very secret of God. That is what the devil does not know. Because if he had known, he would be able to repent. The Holy Spirit is the secret of being born again. The whole salvation thing is hidden in the Holy Spirit. Jesus came to pave the pave the way so that every man can have access to the Holy Spirit. But in as much as you have access to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is too precious. He's a spirit that is holy, first of all. That is not his name. I hope you know. That's not his name. He got that name because of the character he exhibits in every man that he comes into. So those characters, by that character, we gave him a name called a spirit that is pure. So if any man genuinely gets the Holy Spirit, the first thing that happens to the man is that he begins to live a pure life. He will not rehearse how to stop smoking. I know that you have heard that if you are a smoker or you are a fornicator, maybe in a day you sleep you sleep with 10 or in a week you sleep with 10 ladies or 10 men that you have to small. It's a lie. Hey. Do you know what happens? That thing that your body is doing, there's a nature in it that enables your body to do it. So the Holy Spirit is the nature of God. That is the spirit in God. That is the spirit that is God that cannot allow God to sin. The Holy Spirit is the nature of God. So if that same spirit lives in your body, you'll begin to behave. That is what I'm trying to tell you. That in case you can still sin. No. It is not consistent with the Holy Spirit. Is he trying to say he's perfect? I just told you. I said I am still pressing towards the man. But I know that if a man genuinely gets born again, he begins from perfection. Write it anywhere. The day you begin to get the born again experience, you will understand what I'm telling you. When a man genuinely encounters the Holy Spirit, his journey begins from perfection. For the path of the righteous is as a shining light. It shines brighter. It doesn't get dim. It shines brighter. It means that the first day you encounter the Holy Spirit and he begins to dwell in you, you become brighter. And as you continue on the holy journey, you become brighter. As you continue, you become brighter. It is not consistent in the pattern of the spirit that you fall and rise. It is not consistent. But in case you fall, you can rise again. But it's not consistent with the Holy Spirit that you fall and rise again. When a man genuinely, in case you forget anything I'm saying, remember that I said this, that when a man genuinely encounters the Holy Spirit, I am not saying that you cry and you fell down and then you got up. No, I am saying there is something that will do you. Paul said, let no man trouble me, for I bear. See, there is something that will happen to you, that you will be bold to make that statement. Those statements were not faith proclamation. They didn't say it because they were hoping for something. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, oh king, live long. They said, see, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. In other words, we are not trying to be diplomatic. Hear their statement. Their statement was, we know that our God is able to deliver us. But even if he decides not to save us, that statement is not a statement of people who were hoping that God will save them. Conviction. There is something that will happen to you, but conviction is beyond preaching. That's what I'm saying. It's beyond. There are some things that will happen to you, but you cannot explain. You can only live it. As in, it's your life that will show it. You cannot really explain it in words. When it happened to you, is you may not even know. It's people that begin to say, do you know you are behaving like this? I want to tell you that men that brought revival did not know they brought revival. People that carry fire, but they really did not know that they carry fire. You know why? There was something bigger than fire that they were chasing. So even when fire came, they did not know. I am trying to tell you that Amale Kobai. I hope that when God meets your request, you will still be running. Aye, Makona Beraske Mona Elaika. You are crying for fire. If God gives you fire, you will stop running. Can you long for something that is more than fire? So that when fire comes, you will not even know. You will not know. So I hope that when God grants that thing you are asking, you will still be running. And Toby. Some of us are seeking power. The reason why some person stopped running, the reason why somehow some person began strong, and then at a point they stopped running, was because when God answered their quest, they had no reason to run. There is a quest, but that will take God forever to answer. Hey, you don't understand. You don't get what I'm saying. There is a quest that will take God forever to answer. Hey, that is the kind of quest that make men relevant forever. I repeat, there is something that you will ask God for. It will take him forever to answer. And what I talk about is beyond ministry. What I talk about, man, is beyond being a GO. It's beyond being an evangelist. There's a place that I'm yearning for. Oh, this place that I have found keeps me yearning for Him. You have found it too. You have found what you are looking for. But you see, the more I know you is the more I want to know. The more I see you is the more I want to see. You keep calling me. You keep calling me, oh well, deeper into you. I am trying to tell you, there is a quest that you will embark on. It will take God forever to answer that quest. So even when power comes, you don't know. That is the reason why some persons can be in a meeting, the dead wake up, they don't know. There's something they're looking for that is beyond dead waking up. There is a journey they have embarked on. Eh? It's beyond the dead waking up. So even if the dead wake up and you tell them, that's okay. It doesn't... You see, we are all hungry for God, but the food we want to eat is different. Are you understanding me? We are all hungry, oh. But you see, some of us, our food can take... Eat that. But some of us, it only take God to say, receive. I am saying this so that you will change your quest. What has been your longing? What have you been craving for? Are you craving to be a renowned evangelist? Many evangelists have passed through this earth, and yet it's still remaining the way it is. There are those capacities of God. Hey. Everywhere I go, me oh. Oh, look where I go, me oh. Everywhere I go, me oh. Olubewe agba mi o Afukiya fogoro Afukiya fogoro Afukiya fogoro. What are you hungry for? Can you change your quest? What you're asking for can only take God a word. Kamena le moholia. Do you want to be a prophet to the nations? May the Lord grant it. But there is something else some of us are looking for. You want to pastor 30 million people? God bless you. May the Lord grant it to you. But there are those capacities, there are those abilities in God that have the capacity to stand here on earth and continue in heaven. You are a pastor. Your pastoral gift will end here. John the Beloved said something. He said in First John chapter 4. He said, as he is in heaven. God is not a pastor. He's not a... The Holy Spirit is not a prophet. I am saying this. What is your quest? What is your quest? What are you longing for? What are you chasing Jesus for? You want to be the next Riyad Bonke? It's okay. It's okay. But you see, there is something Theophilus is looking for. I'm desperately searching, endlessly longing for a place I cannot describe. But when I find it, I will know. When I find it, I will know. When I find it, I will know. When I find him, I will know. I don't know what you are looking for. I've been a pilot. But there are those abilities in God that I know that made him God. And those abilities cannot be the gift of prophecy. Those capacities. What are you craving for? What are you longing for? There is a reason why Jesus was Jesus. It's not because he had the fivefold. The fivefold is important as long as you are in the sector of men. But it was obvious that Jesus was not just a man. What do you crave for? When I find him, I will know. When I find it, I will know. I'm desperately yearning, endlessly searching for a place I cannot describe. I don't have the English word for it, but I know in my spirit that there is Ayela Baba. That is why when I find him, I will know. Because there is a witnessing in the spirit. For a place I cannot describe. Are you not seeing? Are you not seeing? How come Jesus Christ did not print handbills? Jesus Christ did not need to announce a place of meeting. How come? He did not need to say, we thank God for what you did for us to gather here. But Jesus did not need to say, today we are, what's the name of this place? Jesus did not need to say, can we gather in RCF? All he needed to do was to come to RCF. All he needed to do was to just find his. The church is not a place where people gather. The church is the one that gathers people. Please reduce. I repeat, the church is not a place where people gather. The church is that man that gathers people. I am saying that he does not need to make an announcement that today we are meeting here. There is something about him that naturally draws men. Like I said, there is something you are looking for. All of us are hungry, but the food we want to eat
is different.
So look at your neighbor and say, what is your quest? There are some things you will ask God. It will take God forever. And before he grants that one that you're asking him, he will take you through a trust test. I wish that you understand what I'm saying. There are some things in the kingdom that heaven does not give you because you pray for it. They give you because they trust you. I don't. There are some things I don't want us to touch. Because Jesus went that the Holy Spirit will come. And that Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father. It's the promise of the Father. The promise of giving us Himself. The Holy Spirit is not. It's not one gift that God bought. He did not go to buy a gift from somewhere. No. The Holy Spirit is Him. You're the promise of the Father. You're the promise to the church. You're the spirit of purity. Where have you gone from your church? You're the promise of the Father. See, God is calling the church back to purity. Yes, that's what I'm trying to. That's where all this matter is going to. He's calling us back to purity. You see, in the early church, when they gather like this, a sinner cannot walk in and sit down. As he or she comes through that door, the first person he or she meets, you know, let me say something. For how all the men that God had appeared to in Bible, please, what was their first confession? The first thing that would come out of their mouth, do you know what they say? They say, I am a man of unclean. Some will say, I am unworthy to behold you. Okay, you want to say that is Old Testament? Let's look at the New Testament. As worthy as John the Beloved was, when he saw an angel, he fell down. Do you know why? There was a level of purity that angel. Okay. Ananias and Sapphira came to Peter after they sold their own property. Their property. It's not church property. They sold their own land. Are you understanding me? And then he came to Peter and said, Peter, this is the amount we sold the property. Do you know what Peter said? It's not about what you do. It's about who you do it to. Do you understand? The sin of blasphemy, it's not about what you do. It's about who you do it to. People have been lying before. Why is Ananias and Sapphira's lie so serious to kill them? It was because it was against the Holy Spirit. And it was written that any sin against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. But you see, there's a part you are not seeing, that the Holy Spirit has chosen to dwell in a man called Peter. So the reason why Jesus went is so that the Holy Spirit can dwell in a man. Call your name. Now, the reason why I say you should call your name is that you called your name and it does not mean the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. Are you on? It's not confession thing. is how many people have lied to us? Unless me, I like practical. It's not about your confession. Eh? That is something you will do. You have to die. And that is the one that is hard for all of us. Some of us still have our power of choice. You understand? We can still tell God no. Yes. But see, the reason why he was able to overrule those men was why he took that power from them. And he did not forcefully take the they surrendered it. You're the promise of the Father. You're the promise to the church. You're the spirit of purity. How come we lack you in your church? You're the promise of the Father. You're the promise to the church. You're the spirit of purity. How come we lack you in your church? We want to see you, Holy Ghost, again. Fill your churches, Holy Ghost, again. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, again. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, again. We want to see you. You see, you are craving for power. But there is a nature that you need to carry. By the help of the Spirit, I've been able to find out why Jesus lived for 33 years without falling sick. Jesus was so much of an important entity, eh? That if he ever was sick one day, it should be recorded. Jesus was so much a record, a pace setter. Eh? He was so much a pace setter that if there was a day he was sick, it would have been written down. Another test, please, before I leave your face. How many of us have prayed for the sick here? Come on, don't be shy. Okay, how many of us prayed for the sick and they got healed? How many of us have fallen sick after then? Don't raise your hand. How many of us? Have you not asked yourself? You can heal the sick, but you're the sick. No, I need us to think. I need us to think. You pray, you have. You can pray for the sick. I know they want to tell me that I am a man. Jesus was also a man. No, I want us to sit down and think, please, in the name of Jesus. Let's think. You lay hand on the sick. It was not that you gave them drug. Something came out of you and healed the sick. Eh? That thing is supposed to be able, eh, to make sure that your body does not fall sick. Do you know why it's like that? You have the gift, not the nature. Do you understand? It's paining me. How many of you have gone through a situation where you want to cry, but the cry is love? I'm serious. It's paining me. I know they want to tell me I'm a man. But we're crying out loud. Jesus said, the works that I do. The difference between we and Jesus is that Jesus had the nature of healing. He didn't operate by a gift. Fruit is a product of a nature. Do you understand? Even Jesus said, by their fruit. Oh God. See? Time. Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. A gift is not something that. How do I put it? My please take. I'm not dashing you, it's my Bible. Just setting an example. Alright, I'm giving you this as a gift. Now notice that she did not come with this Bible. They did not born out with the Bible. Eh? We met and then I gave her. She can misplace the Bible. You can lose a gift, but you can't lose your nature. That's where I'm going to. You can lose what you have, but you can't lose who you are. No matter what happens, a woman cannot stop being a woman. Even if she's mad, she's a mad woman. Oh God. What is your quest? What is your quest? I just gave her the Bible. So some of us have been able to operate by gift. I can give you a gift without you doing anything for me. You can just find favor in my sight and then I'll. But you see, fruit. Eh? Have you ever seen a two-year-old child giving birth? It's only a matured person that gives birth. It takes a mature tree to bear fruit. Fruit takes time. I wish you understand. Fruit. It's only a mature person that can bear fruit. So I'm saying that there was a reason why Jesus hid himself for 30 years. 30. Even while he was a day old, those abilities to heal the sick and rape were in him. But we didn't hear that he did anything. What is your quest? I hope that we will cry out for the nature of God, not his giftings. That the nature, the seed. John said, he that has the seed of God in him, John the Beloved, cannot sin. He that has the seed of God in him cannot sin means there's no rema to it. Cannot sin means cannot. There's no the revelation is revelation. He that has the seed of God in him can not sin. And you close your eyes wherever you are. I don't know what your quest is. So I cannot raise a prayer point for you. Like I said, we are all hungry. Eh? But you see, the food we want to eat is different. So I don't know what your quest is. I don't know what you long for in Jesus. Can you long for that thing that will take God forever to answer? I wish that the church understand what heaven calls power. I wish that the church will understand the perspective regards to power. We want to see you, Holy Ghost. Feel our churches again. Feel Nigeria again. Feel Africa again. Feel Asia again. Feel Europe again. Feel Australia again. Feel North America again. Feel South America again. Feel our North States again. Feel us once again. We want the nature of God to be established in us. We want to see you. We want to see you, Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We want to see you. Fill our churches again. That we see Jesus on our pulpits again. That we see Jesus is on our streets again.